The Rotary Club of Billericay is staging its annual Big Band in the Garden Festival on Sunday, this Sunday, actually, June the 10th. This year, known as Blues at Burstead, it will be held, as in the past, at the home of Rotarian, Peter Strong, who's here with us, in his beautiful garden at Ivy Cottage, Langdon Common Road in Little Burstead. Now, the event features, for the first time, the Grapevine Blues Band. Gates open at 12 noon, and the band will be entertaining all comers from 1 until 5 p.m. There is some free off-road parking, a great family day out with dancing on the lawn, jugs of Pimm's, and bring your own picnic. Tables can be reserved in advance. The price is £12 if booked in advance. We'll tell you how to get that done. £15 on the gate. Children under 12 are free. And the most important part of all, of course, is that the event is in support of Little Haven Children's Hospice. And it's my pleasure to have Peter Strong, the event coordinator and organizer of this great charity event, in the studio this evening. Peter Strong, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chess.
Just move up a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Let me see if I believe I have you. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, I welcome this opportunity to be on air tonight. This is the ninth year we've run such a musical day. It's the first time we've had a blues band. Previously,
we've had a big band.
We'll just have to start over again. The mic wasn't on the other side. I apologize for that. I told you I was technically inept, and now I have a chance to prove it.
Here we go, Chess. Then I welcome this opportunity to speak on behalf of the Billericay Rotary Club. And this is the ninth year we've run this event. The first year we've had a blues band indeed. Previously we've had a big band, but thought it was time for a change. And we've heard the Grapevine Blues and thought they would be very successful in our situation. Mm-hmm. And Mick Chase is the band leader. And all we need now is some good weather on Sunday. It's been such dreadful weather during the week.
Yeah, well, I told you I would do my sun dance on Sunday morning and see if I can help. I've got years of sunshine built up inside of me and just bursting to get out. So I'll see if I can exercise some of that for you on Sunday. Now, tell me, tell our listeners, what's behind I recognize that it's for charity and that the Rotary Club, of course, is a charitable organization. Tell our listeners, what started this 9 years ago? Why a concert and why invite the masses and the public at large to your great home in Langdon? How did that all come about? Who was the real planner in that, and why?
Well, we raise money, of course, for all sorts of charities, but Rotary Foundation is one of the biggest charities in the world, indeed, across all continents. And these concerts were started to raise money for foundation for such projects as the eradication of polio, water aid overseas, survival kits for disaster areas. And then we thought in the Billericay Club, why shouldn't we be supporting some local charities as well? There's so many worthwhile charities. And over the years, we've supported St. Luke's Hospice in Basildon, and the Essex Air Ambulance. And this year we have changed to support the Little Havens Children's Hospice, which is next to our district down there in Rochford.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, there are a lot of charities, and there are a lot of important charities, but I don't think really anybody can argue with the fact that the most important charities are the ones for children, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We of course, have considerable overheads. We've got some marquees up because of the bad weather, and we provide mobile loos for the number of people coming. So we have to cover those expenses before we start making a profit for the charities concerned.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you have everything well in hand and well organized.
Well, we're getting experienced at it now, but the weather seems to deteriorate year on year.
Is that
last
right?
Year, well, it was a wet year.
Is that right? Well, I wasn't here last year, so I can't attest to that. But of course, I would have to believe you on that one. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you get everything well in hand now. Tell the people how they get the tickets.
Right. Well, on our advertisements, I've got my name principally, my telephone number, as time is now short between now and Sunday, to phone me, Peter Strong, on 01277 654 501 for tickets. All Creatures Great and Small at 127 High Street, Billericay, is a retailer who is open during normal trading hours, and there are tickets available there. That's number 127 High Street, Billericay.
Yeah, good stuff. Peter, thank you for coming in. It sounds like, it not only sounds like a worthwhile event, of course, but it sounds like a very good time.
Yes, and don't forget, Chas, those people who make a last-minute decision can roll up on the day. Tickets will be available at the gate on the day. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, talk about the parking.
We have a large field adjacent to the garden plot, plenty of room for everybody to park off the road. Parking is free.
And this is, let me look at it here. It is...
If you want the postcode,
yeah.
It's CM129TB.
CM12. I'm going to write that one down myself because, you know, I'm still navigating by sat-nav from time to time. CM12,
9TB.
9 Tango Bravo. Right. And that is... I was just looking. My eyes have... It has escaped my eyes, but it's on the...
Landon Common Road.
Through
the village of Little Burstead.
Right, that's right, yeah.
And the car parking will be signposted.
Yeah, I suspect I'm probably the only one around that doesn't know where that is. Everybody else knows where it is. So we'll look forward to seeing you there as the host with the most, no doubt.
You certainly will.
Yeah, and it's a great cause, and it sounds like a really good time. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a grapevine tune, Crossroads. Mick Chase and Grapevine, their version of the famous Crossroads song. While that's playing, I'll get to Mick on the line, and when we come back out of that song, we'll talk to Mick Chase and let him have a chat about this and find out what he thinks about Sunday and his gig at Peter Strong's lovely gardens. Looking forward to that, you know, I really am. Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting and a very nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Crossroads, Grapevine Blues Band.